It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Kerry Kaufman. Attorneys general across the country last week sent a letter to U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo urging against allowing 3D printing of guns. Other state AGs sued the Trump administration over the issue. Here's this hour, we're going to talk about what Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel has and hasn't said about the issue, and also take your calls about it. Do you think Wisconsin should stand against releasing plans for 3D printing of guns, or do you think it's not our business right now? Are you concerned that someone could manufacture a working firearm using the right materials and technology? When that's possible, what would we need to change to be safe? My guest is Molly Beck, Capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Molly, welcome to the Morning Show.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
So could you bring us up to date on this 3D story for people who may not have been following it closely?
Sure. So earlier this summer, the Trump administration reached an agreement with a man named Cody Wilson, who owns a company called Defense Distributed. And what he wanted to do many years ago was upload blueprints to the internet that would allow people with 3D printers to print firearms, essentially. The Obama administration at the time didn't want him to do that and blocked him until just recently when the Trump administration reached an agreement with him over a lawsuit he filed over that action by the Obama administration. And so when that happened, that is why we're talking about it again now, because once that ban was lifted, there were fears that he was going to, on the part of many gun control advocates, that he was going to be doing that, and that was going to mean, basically anybody with a 3D printer could produce a gun. Which, if you're doing that in your own home, you don't need a background check. These guns would be made mostly with plastic, if not all with plastic, and so that there's also a fear that they wouldn't be detected by metal detectors. And so that's why we're talking about all this right now. However, there was some court rulings recently that sought to block him from doing that, but he said, I already uploaded them anyway, so it's a moot point that you're blocking me.
The fact that, we had 21 attorneys general across the country, 20 Democrats and one Republican, they sent this letter to Attorney General Sessions and Secretary of State Pompeo urging against allowing 3D printing of guns, and other state attorneys general have sued the Trump administration over the issue. So where does Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel stand on the issue?
When I asked him about that, he said that he didn't think the issue was, it wasn't an active issue, basically, in his mind, because the court rulings had said, you can't release these blueprints. And at the same time, there is this law in the books from 1988 called the Undetectable Firearms Act. And it makes, it makes it illegal to even have a gun like this. Let alone, manufacturing it or selling it or giving it to people. But as we all know, just because there's a law in the books doesn't mean that it's going to stop everybody. So there have been a lot of critics of Attorney General Schimmel's stance on this particular issue.
Well, the fact that there's a law in the books banning undetectable firearms kind of begs the question of why the federal government agreed with the person who wants to release the plans that this was an okay thing to do. But that's probably for another show. Attorney General Schimmel has said the lawsuit appears to be moot. You have also made the same point because, the plans have already been released. So, that bridge has been crossed.
Right, and critics have said, just because, the lawsuit has been, there's an agreement to the lawsuit, there's these court rulings in place that say you can't upload these blueprints, but, many people are asking for something more than that, something that is a little bit more proactive that says, these specific blueprints cannot be uploaded, because the reason that you know, the Trump administration came to an agreement with this manufacturer, but he's not selling guns. He's not, you know, he's not a gun seller or distributor. He is just uploading information. And so it's kind of a free speech issue, a First Amendment issue as well.
Well, if I don't own the theater, but I yell fire in a crowded theater, it doesn't matter that I don't own the theater.
And that's, you know, that's argument on the side of the critics, that they're saying, you know, if we don't want these plastic guns that, you know, can get by a metal detector and you can make in your home, if we don't want those in, you know, society, we need to create a law that says, you know, something specific to these guns.
Brad Schimmel also said, in an emerging field like this, as it pertains to firearms, we must always balance safety with the protection of the First and Second Amendment rights of citizens. What does that mean?
I think he's saying that, you know, he doesn't want to do anything that might have unintended consequences on, you know, law-abiding firearm owners, a law that might be intended for, you know, these plastic guns that you can make at home, and it might be able to be applied to other kind of firearms. But I believe that's what he's saying. He didn't, you know, elaborate on that. So this is pure speculation, but I believe that's what he's saying.
Well, and I guess there's also an international aspect to this, because, I mean, the Internet is, in most cases, is no respecter of national boundaries. So if these blueprints are online, they could be accessed in other countries. Wouldn't that be a violation of international export laws?
And that's exactly what the Obama administration used as their basis to block the blueprints in the first place, because they were saying that you can upload these in the United States, but the Internet doesn't have national boundaries like our country does, and so you're essentially violating that law that you just mentioned.
So Cody Wilson, who is the creator of these 3D printable gun blueprints, how has he responded to all of this?
The response I've seen so far is that, you know, he's going to fight any legal action against him or any court ruling, and his stance is firmly, and, you know, this information is not proprietary. Like, I should be able to share information. What people do with that information is not, you know, part of his calculation here, but he's also, you know, his company is called Defense Distributed, so he's clearly in favor of people being able to have firearms if they want them in their homes.
So what's in this for him? I mean, he's not selling these. He's just putting them up there that anybody can download, right? Or is it behind a paywall?
I'm not sure. I haven't looked at. I looked at his website. He had actually taken it down. He had to take down his website as part of these court rulings that blocked him from uploading these blueprints. So I'm not sure if he's making people pay for these. But he's certainly, you know, become a national figure pretty quickly.
Okay, so let me ask this. How, in your research for this story, 3D printers, that's not something that just everybody happens to have. I mean, it's not like buying a $40 inkjet printer. This is a pretty sophisticated device. So, you know, what do we know about market penetration for 3D printers?
Right. I did a little bit of research on that, and you can get some 3D printers. I'm not sure if they would be able to produce something like a firearm, but you can get some 3D printers for a couple $100s, but they also are as expensive as, you know, more than $600,000. I think one fear people have among the people that oppose this is that if a library, for example, has a 3D printer, you know, people will bring these blueprints and print them out of the library, and the whole process will be even more anonymous. So there, you know, you might see, you know, in states where they have, you know, governors and other lawmakers who are working against the production of these guns, you might see them try to regulate some sort of, you know, public access to 3D printers.
Well, and these printed guns obviously don't have serial numbers on them. They can't be registered. And that seems to be the whole point, that you could have a gun no one knows about and can't be detected.
Right, right. Yeah, they don't have serial numbers, and they also aren't, in many cases, detectable by a metal detector. So you could mm-hmm. easily take these on a plane, or you know, some of the airports that might not have like the very, very high tech detectable things.
Right. So what's the next step here? I mean, the prints are out there. Blueprints are out there. So there's still court cases going on. What do you see as happening next here? Take us through this.
Right. I think what happens next is we'll see what happens with these court cases. If, you know, judges are siding with the people who are trying to block these blueprints from being in, you know, the public domain, you could, and it seems like Cody is very adamant against these court rulings too. So he will probably appeal all of these. You might see these court rulings go up to the Supreme Court. I don't know if the Supreme Court would take it up, but if it does, that would certainly be the next step for this whole story.
Has the National Rifle Association taken a position on this issue?
They haven't taken a position, but they have pointed out that they have said that you know, because of the law that bans these guns, that it's not an issue. Basically, that is their position. But as we mentioned before, that just because something's illegal doesn't mean people won't do it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess so. Putting the blueprints out there isn't a violation of the law, but if you actually use the prints to make this undetectable gun, you'll be in violation of federal law. Of course, somebody
right.
has to catch you first.
All right.
Well, Molly, I think we're out of time. That's where we'll leave it. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on The Morning Show. Really appreciate
Thanks.
Your time.
Thank you for having me.
Molly Beck is a Capitol reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Stay tuned. Much more to come on The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson into Carrie Kaufman. By the way, Carrie will be back on Wednesday. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Next hour, we talk about Parkinson's disease.